Workers and employers in Barbados are being urged to familiarize themselves with this country's Discrimination in Employment Bill. In a recent discussion, President of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, better known as HRMAB, Brittany Brathwaite, has drawn attention to the fact that it lists 17 areas of discrimination.
This includes, but is not limited to, race, creed, sexual orientation, class. It also includes, of course, sex. There is a very specific section in the definitions under the bill that I also wanted to draw reference to, and that is the definition of the domestic partnership status. Now, I think it's important not just for practitioners, but for business owners to be cognizant that all of the definitions in this bill will help you in understanding how you may need to adapt your policy structure. Because when you look at domestic partnership, and let's use a policy like leave or maternity leave or paternity leave, domestic partnership is actually defined in the current bill, as, you know, a partner or the former or proposed domestic partner of a particular individual.
One area that appears to require some attention is the language used in a section that restricts employers when it comes to asking for medical tests prior to a person taking up a job.
On the blatant front of that, it seems as though, okay, oh my goodness, an employer can't require medical tests. How then do I determine that the person is fit for work? I think it's going to be important for everybody to read and understand the legislation in a much broader sense, because while there's that four, I think it's only four lines, there's a four-line provision that says, you know, you should not require this medical test. There is an entire section probably further down, I think it's about 10 pages down into the legislation, that speaks to exceptions. So there are exceptions that are applicable in the context of that provision. So if an employer has to mandate a medical test for a genuine occupational reason, then that's an exception that exists. And that exception is not, and I'll give a very realistic example. I actually have a job advert that I cut out the other day. And this job advert says they're looking for someone of Brazilian descent to cook traditional Brazilian food. Now, that's discriminatory because you're not saying that you need, so you're not asking for a skill or a skill set that is only refined to a certain ethnicity. And I think that's the core of this legislation. And it's the same thing that will be applied when we're looking at the exceptions around medical tests. So are you looking for stamina? If you are, let's say, hiring a general worker, and if you're looking for stamina, is stamina refined to the male gender? No, it isn't. Stamina nor strength are refined to the male gender, and that's also very clearly articulated in the legislation. So if you're testing for stamina, you can't exclude that based on sex. And those are just three things that I think are very practical ways of looking at how the legislation will change how we go about driving our businesses and creating policies.
Brittany Brathwaite of HRMAB, Executive Director of the Barbados Employers Confederation, Sheena Mears Granville, anticipates that this provision may be controversial.
Mm-hmm. An employer shall not require a person to answer questions in relation to or undergo a test for a medical condition. It says a medical condition. So no, we have not tested this as yet. There's no legal precedence. But asking for fitness for work is not the same thing as testing to see if some person has HIV/AIDS. It prevents, yes, testing for a specific medical condition, but the Act does allow for genuine occupational requirements to be established. So that is in the legislation. I will say that we have some concern about how this is written, this particular clause. Mm-hmm. And especially when we talk about a medical condition, then we do know that there are employees who might demonstrate psychological conditions. And then we have the topic of drug and alcohol testing to explore as well. So those are some gray areas because of how the Act is written. But generally speaking, you do have the ability to test for fitness for continued employment or fitness for engagement. But once again, that has to be based on the person's job function. And that's where the pivot point will lie.
That's Executive Director of the Barbados Employers Confederation, Sheena Mears Granville, and Brittany Brathwaite, speaking about the Discrimination in Employment Bill in Barbados. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.